example. I would also like to ask, what technical capacities do you have in Cambodia to establish a genetic database, for example? That's a new additional question. Now, on impartiality of the judiciary, you referred that you have established an anti-corruption unit and you have an anti-corruption law. Now, in the report of the Special Rapporteur on Cambodia from last year, again, as he did in his report in 2019, there is, the criticism that there's a lack of transparency in the judiciary, and there also is a need to tackle corruption, which seems to be very widespread. So if you could refer to some examples, in addition to what you have said, how you tackled and how you made a special effort to tackle corruption and the lack of transparency in the judiciary. Do I have more time? Okay, then I will take one coming back to the answer on the consultations with the civil society. So I understand that you had no direct consultation, and that is under the working group on the Human Rights Committee of Cambodia. Now, if I look into the situation of the civil society working on human rights as such in Cambodia, I come across the common statement of nearly all UN experts from November 2021, when they went public to highlight the increasing difficulties of human rights defenders and human rights NGOs who work on different human rights violations, but also on enforced disappearances. And so my question is, following up this statement, what measures have you taken or do you intend to take to re-establish an environment respectful of the rights of the civil society? And in particular, do you intend to revise the law on associations and non-governmental organizations, which we have been, I think it's a recommendation out of the UPR from 2019. Thank you. Thank you.
Merci beaucoup, Barbara. Là, je vois donc trois pancartes, quatre questions donc de mes collègues. Donc, Monsieur Matar Diop, dans un premier temps, Madame Carmen.